Hi, it's Michael Sinoff here, and I'm the founder and developer of WeightedHands.com. I'm a busy professional, a husband, and a father of two young boys. I started making and using Weighted Hands because I wanted a way to burn a ton of calories in as little time as possible, but I didn't want to get injured doing it. I wanted to eat whatever I wanted without feeling hungry or deprived, and I wanted to be able to maintain my weight. I wanted a low-impact workout so I could save my knees for later. A workout that required no gym memberships, no stair climbers, no treadmills, no ellipticals. I wanted something that feels easy, but to get my heart rate high enough for ongoing conditioning. Well, you're in luck because many of my buying customers have been using Heavy Hands for over 20 years, and they've been generous enough to share their personal stories with you. You'll hear me interview them on how they got started walking with Heavy Hand weights, what it did for their bodies, both in terms of musculature and weight reduction. You'll also learn about their favorite workouts, tips and tricks to burn the most amount of calories in the fastest time possible. So enjoy the interview. Now let's get going.
Well, Michael.
Hey, Jerry, how's it going?
Oh, I'll tell you what, it's a beautiful day in Charleston, South Carolina. Perfect day for a Weighted Hands walk, I tell you that.
Man, I'm real proud of you. I've talked to a lot of Heavy Hands and Weighted Hands guys, and I know you are determined, you are motivated, and you like what's happening to you. And I think there's a lot of other people who are interested in Heavy Hands, and they just don't know much about it. And hopefully we could spend a few minutes on the phone, and you can share your story with them. Would that be all right?
Absolutely. And Michael, I would like to thank you for your encouragement, your support, your insight, your knowledge, and most of all, I'm very grateful for you picking up where Dr. Schwartz left off and improved it, made it better, and made it accessible. So I'm very grateful for the work that you're doing.
Hey, you're very welcome. It's my pleasure, and successes like yours make it all worthwhile.
My first exposure might have been the late 70s, early 80s, and that's when the Heavy Hands commercial was on television. I was just out of high school, and I tell you, that made such an impression on me. You had Leonard Schwartz out there, who seemed to be a smallish stature guy, and he was walking and pumping those hand weights, and I was just amazed at the guy's conditioning. You know, he had cannons for arms, and his enthusiasm just really beamed across. Made such an impression on me that I went out and bought Heavy Hands and used them over the years, but had them set up for a few years. I actually had an office job, and as I text over to you, I was 50, fat, and hurting. I actually had an office job for several years and sitting down and didn't get much physical activity, and before I realized it, when I did try to exercise, that I had a sciatic nerve problem that was really painful to walk.
Let me take you back. When you first discovered them, were you in high school at that time?
I actually was in high school. And again, it made such an impression on me that it was a short time after that that I did go out and purchase a Heavy Hand.
Now, in high school, were you in any kind of sports at that time?
Actually, martial arts.
So when you purchased them, how often did you use the Heavy Hands back then?
Didn't use them so much back then. I think it was primarily on the weekend, maybe a couple of times during the week, so not very consistent.
And before you contacted me for the new upgraded Heavy Hands with the ergonomic grip, was that the original set that you still have that you bought back in high school?
Absolutely was. And I showed you the picture. And I don't know if they're color-coded for size, but it was the purple set of grips.
I see. What do you remember about the TV commercial running? What was the setting? I know he did a lot of advertising. I've never talked to anyone who's seen an actual television spot. Do you have any memory of that?
You know, it made such a huge impression on me that I remember some images from it. And I have actually been searching for that commercial and haven't been able to find it yet. However, I noticed that you have linked some videos of an aerobic system that he put out along with the hand weights. But what I remember of it, basically, it was him walking, and the camera was just showing him from the side, and he was walking and pumping, and I tell you, the guy's arms were just tremendous, and it made such an impression on me, because here you have what appeared to be a senior guy, but his condition was just phenomenal, and the pure joy that he was expressing as he was walking and pumping the weights, and that's really all that I remember, is him actually demonstrating the Heavy Hands.
That's very interesting. So, between high school and the time you got your desk job and you became more and more inactive, other than martial arts, had you done any other kinds of exercise or conditioning, or did you just kind of slack off on that for a while?
Well, I knew that health was becoming an issue. As a matter of fact, I stopped weighing myself. I didn't see any use in weighing. You can weigh yourself all you want, but unless you're doing something, it's completely irrelevant. Well, I tried a couple of things that worked since I was sedentary, and one of the things that I got was a yoga ball, and so I replaced my office chair with a yoga ball. And, you know, I've done that for over a year, and I've been very consistent doing crunches and stuff as I'm working, but I realized, which is pretty obvious now, but I realized that, you know, you can build your core up, but if you don't shed the pounds, you can't see it, for one thing. You're really not going to lose weight. So that's when I realized that I had an issue. Another thing, I thought that I would walk. Let me just begin walking. And there's a really nice park by where I live. So I started walking.
Let me ask you this. When you started walking, were you at your heaviest you've ever been?
I think I was at my heaviest that I had ever been.
What do you think you were pound-wise?
The last time that I checked, I was right at 260, and I'm not that tall of a fellow. I'm 5'8". So I decided to baby step my way into improved health. And so what I did is I went to the park, and I started walking. And I didn't take but maybe 20 steps, and I realized just how bad the sciatic nerve had gotten. And so basically what I had to do was take a few steps, and it was so painful I had to stop. Let the pain subside somewhat, and then do it again. So I walked for a couple of weeks, just taking as many steps as I could.
And this is just walking without heavy hands.
Walking without heavy hands. I knew that before I would even start the heavy hands or weighted hand system that I had to at least be able to walk. And so that was my motivation. And I have to say this, that I was disappointed and pleased at the same time. I did an internet search on heavy hands. I was disappointed that it was discontinued, no longer available. However, when I discovered your site and the new ergonomic grips, I was very excited, so I immediately ordered my first set. And that was really my motivation. As I was waiting on that set to arrive, that's when I really started walking, working through the pain, awaiting the first set.
Oh, that's fantastic. So how bad did the thought of losing your mobility scare you?
Well, you know, I still consider myself a relatively young guy. There's plenty of people that you can see in, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s are very well conditioned. It may be when you reach a certain age that you start noticing things quicker. You start noticing more pains in the morning, a little harder to lose weight, that kind of thing. So that realization when the sciatic nerve started hurting hit me pretty quick that it's time to do something. And, you know, in the past, along with the heavy hand systems, I would start and it just wouldn't maintain. It wouldn't keep up with it very long. It'd be like a fading interest. This, however, is completely different. And one of the things that makes it different is that I realized that as I walked, you know, I would walk a little further, a little further without as much pain. And now that I've been using the weighted hands, I don't have any problem at all. So I actually corrected that issue.
All right. So someone listening may be thinking, well, why do I need weighted hands or heavy hands? I can just get my butt out and just go walk. What advantages have you found that the heavy hands offer you in reaching your fat loss and conditioning goals?
Well, you know, after having used the weighted hand system for approximately 2 months, even now when I go to the park, I saw one other person at the park with what looked to have been a pair of heavy hands. I didn't get that close to really see, but it appeared to be the same type of hand weights. And I saw this guy, and I saw his determination. Problem was, he was jogging around the park, never moving his hands. I mean, just dangling. So I read some on your website and listened to some interviews, and I guess he was a carrier and not really working the hand weights. But I have to say that working the hand weights, to me, just makes a lot of sense. And I've since read Leonard Swartz's book on heavy hands and understand panaerobics. And it just makes a lot of sense to work four limbs instead of working two. And now when I see folks walking, even jogging, and not using their hands, the first thing that pops in my mind is they're just not taking advantage of what's available to them.
You're listening to an interview on Michael Senoff's weightedhands.com. In layman's term, can you explain to the listener what panaerobics is and how Schwartz outlined at least just a few of the benefits compared to not doing a panaerobic exercise?
Well, you take walking or jogging, for instance. You get some cardio in there. You do get some weight reduction. You know, you're burning the calories, but what is going on with your upper body? You know, you have some folks that are looking at improving their physical condition, and they may walk, they may jog, and then what are they going to do? They're going to start working on their upper body with weights, maybe go to a gym. I did that for a while. I had a membership to a gym, but once you understand that available now, you can work four limbs simultaneously. To me, you get to double the workout in half the time.
Oh, that's a good explanation. So let's continue on with your story. You had the sciatica pain. You started walking. And how long did it take you to get through the pain where the sciatica was not inhibiting your walks?
It probably took a good 3 weeks. It certainly didn't happen all at once. It was slowly diminishing. And then I realized on one Saturday, and it's about a mile walk, I realized on a Saturday that I had completed the walk and never had a bit of pain whatsoever.
Okay. Was it at that time you said, all right, now I'm going to start integrating my heavy hands?
Absolutely.
So what'd you do first? What was the first time you used them? How far you walked, what weight did you have on, and what kind of pump were you doing?
What I have is started off with 5 pounders. So I did 5 pounds, and if you look at the system, you've got level 2 and level 3 action, and I was switching between level 2, level 3, and also overhead presses. Now, when I started with the weighted hands system, of course, I realized then that aerobically I had some challenges because within a mile I had to stop 2 or 3 times and rest for a minute or two before I would continue. And now that I've done that for a while, again, approximately 2 months, I have no problem walking a mile doing level 2 and level 3.
Very good. How does that make you feel after you do that walk?
Absolutely wonderful. And I would like to share a couple of the benefits of the new grips, if you will. One of them is, you know, I read your website and someone had commented that they fit like a glove, and that is my experience. Very comfortable, and really when you're doing the overhead presses, to have that particular shape is just really beneficial. But I noticed the other night working the system that I was pulling my pants up so much that I had to adjust my belt. And I says, well, isn't that great to be able to do all that and not have to set the weights down? So it allows a lot of freedom. You don't have near the hand fatigue when you're using the weighted hand system. So it's just a tremendous benefit.
Now, you know the difference between the ergonomic grips and the back strap that fits snugly to the back of your hand compared to just gripping a bar. You indicated you're doing some heavy walking with 20-pound dumbbells?
I am. What I do is I alternate. I'm actually starting to incorporate 10-pound weighted hands as well, but I realized that I'm strong enough, but I wasn't quite balanced aerobically, if you will. So what I've decided to do is back off a little bit on the 10-pounders. I'm actually starting to do some sprints, too, which I shared to you that I'm very excited about. You know, you go from taking a few steps in pain to now doing sprints painless. So I'm seeing some really, really big, tremendous benefits. But when I do my 5 pounds, I go home, rest a bit, and then what I do is use 20-pound traditional dumbbells. Although, aerobically, I'm not quite up to walking a mile with 20 pounds, but it's got me where I can walk the yard with 20 pounds. So we're talking maybe 2 or 3 minutes with 20 pounds.
Have you been able to calculate a weight loss? Did you do a before weight and existing weight now after working the system for this long of a time?
I haven't been on scales yet. I'm looking forward to that. It's one of my goals, but I want it to be a big weight loss, significant, when I do weigh in. However, you know, the first thing you notice is people you work with and people you know will start commenting on the weight loss. So I'm getting the comments. And like I mentioned, pulling up the pants several times and even adjusting the belt every night when I'm using the weighted hand system. So the weight loss is definitely obvious with the fitting of the clothes and the comments.
Very good. Now, let's talk about maybe the reality of the weight loss and talk about what you're putting into your body, the nutrition and the food. How are you handling that part of the equation? Because that's certainly all part of it.
You're right, Michael. And one of the things I realize, it's like a snowball effect that, you know, once you have a system that makes sense and you're implementing it and you're consistent, you know, you have that momentum. And once you start doing that, I started looking at diet. And just a couple of days ago, I started doing meal preps. And what you do there is you maybe, like I do, you cook on a Sunday and you cook enough for the week and you lay out your meals and everything is in containers and organized. And what that does, it reduces the chances of snacking and, you know, maybe going out to eat fast food, that kind of thing. So that's also a big benefit.
That's excellent. So what are your future goals with weighted hands and your exercise regime?
Well, the future goals is definitely keeping up the Weighted Hands. Within 2 months, it's just amazing the improvements that I've been experiencing. So I intend to keep it up. I'm still working to build the cardio up. I'm now doing an easy mile without any breaks, no problems. And what I'll start doing is start using the 10-pounders more. And basically, it's a lifestyle change. You know, I had a membership to a well-known gym, and I realized that with the Weighted Hands in the back of the car, and I showed you the picture of the little plastic container. I have the 5-pounders and the 10-pounders in there. There's no longer any excuses not to work out, because any place practically is your gym. And so the intention is to, if I travel, even bad weather, if you're on the inside, and I saw the Leonard Swartz video that you have linked, that even if you can't make it outside, you can still get in a good workout. So my intention is the Weighted Hand is going to be a lifetime healthy habit.
Absolutely. Well, I'm proud of you, and I encourage you to stick with it. And before you know it, another couple months is going to go by, and you're going to probably be buying some new pants and a whole new wardrobe. And all at the same time, you're getting a conditioning workout cardiovascularly and muscularly all at the same time. I tell a lot of my students that Weighted Hands is like a time machine. It's a time multiplier. Because when you're out there walking and you see everyone passing you and they're just using their two legs and their hands are just doing nothing, just swinging idly by their side, they're wasting that opportunity. You're using your hand, you're really loading the muscles of your back and your shoulders and your neck and your lats, and you're bringing all those upper body muscles into use, which most people never ever do. So you're toning yourself, you're burning way more energy than you would be without using your upper body and Weighted Hands. It just saves you time. People's number one excuse about not exercising is they don't have the time. And by using Weighted Hands or heavy hands, it allows anyone to get a good conditioning workout all in as little time as possible without going to the gym, without stepping on boring ellipticals or Stairmasters or treadmills, all outside, breathing the fresh air, the sunshine on your face. It's just a huge advantage, and it really doesn't cost that much after your initial investment, just a little bit of time.
Well, Michael, that has definitely been my experience. Again, I used to have a membership to a gym. After a while, I looked back on it, and I realized, for me, it was just a little silly because, in my case, it was a 20-minute drive each way, and you're not going to carry the gym in the back of your car. So you just have way too many excuses not to go to the gym. The other thing, you know, after having read Gunnar Schwartz's book, I really like his analogy of people that, for instance, ride bikes, swim. Gravity cheaters is what he called them.
Yes.
And I have to tell you that I really enjoy bike riding, but Weighted Hands, that's exactly what I'm doing now. Bike riding for leisure, that's fine. I'll do that sometime in the future. But I really don't want to waste the time when I can get a good workout.
Well stated. Well, will you come back with us for a follow-up interview, say, in middle of March, that's 2 months from now, and share any new insights that you've experienced, maybe your weight loss and how you're feeling, and we can add your commentary to the end of this short interview?
Absolutely love to, Michael. As a matter of fact, I sent you a couple of pictures, and that was about 2 weeks into the workouts. I'm looking forward to maybe taking a couple more pictures by that time, and we'll see the difference, and I'm really looking forward to it.
All right, very good. Well, thank you, Jerry, so much for sharing your experience with Weighted Hands with myself and our listeners, and I really appreciate it, and let's just keep in touch. If you need to text me or contact me anytime, you know I'm just a text away. So keep up the good work.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Michael.
All right, take care. Talk to you later.
All right.
For more great interviews like this, go to Michael Senoff's WeightedHands.com.